News Talk 1620, WTAW, an update. Brian Police Officer Kelly McKeithen. Let's begin with an incident this morning out by the HEB at Texas and 21, where the called station bomb squad joined you on checking out a suspicious package.
Yes, we received a report shortly after 10 this morning over at the HEB gas pumps of a suspicious package. And we got there, it was a briefcase that was set up next to one of the gas pumps. Just because of the nature of the call, where the package was located, we officers who responded to the area cordoned off the area of the parking lot between the HEB store and the gas pumps. Old Hearn Road was shut down for just a small segment between Texas and I think it's Millburger till they could investigate the package. They called out College Station Bomb Squad. They investigated the package and deemed it to be safe. Once it was opened, it just had some personal effects in it, so now we've collected that and are going to try to find the owner of that.
That was going to be my next question. Was it a briefcase then?
It was a briefcase, yes.
So the briefcase was not harmed in this investigation, and now it's a matter of if you were at the gas pumps and somehow left a briefcase outside your vehicle, it may be yours, and contact the police department?
Exactly. We now have your briefcase, so give us a call at 209-5300, and we can try to get your property back to you.
Well, we're smiling about this, but you just never know.
You never know, and that's we've got to treat it each scenario like this as a safety issue, and we take all precautions necessary.
Let's move on to a couple of events that are coming up in the near future, something, first of all, called Hometown Heroes.
Yes, Dixie Chicken in Northgate is putting on a Hometown Heroes event this Friday night, September the 9th. They're going to have some live music on the back porch, and all the money is, or the proceeds are going to be benefiting the Brazos County First Responders Association. So that's not just fire, and I mean, it's not just police, but it's fire also.
And this is a group, the First Responders, that does what?
The Brazos County First Responders Association assists law enforcement or firefighters who have a need, whereas, you know, a lot of times when officers or firefighters are killed in the line of duty, they get a lot of attention and they get a lot of support. But then you may have some officers who are battling cancer or have some other kind of family crisis issues, and that is what this fund assists with.
And then right around the corner also is National Night Out.
Yes, National Night Out is coming up very quickly in October. So we want you to go ahead and get your block party registered. You can go to our website at bryantx.gov/police, and it's on the very front of our page, National Night Out. You can click on it, register your party. We are also having our kickoff event at Target on Saturday, September 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you've never come out, it is an event. I mean, we have everything out there that you can imagine related to public safety.
Then finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 700 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour near HEB, and the 2400 block of Cabot, which is 30 miles per hour near a post office.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.